Today on Be'ez Hashem we learn Daf Yir Aleph of Masechtas Baba Kama. Some of the topics that we learn about include Shomer Chinam Patur Megneiva Ve'Aveda. A voluntary shomer is not liable for a pekatan that was lost or stolen if he safeguarded properly. Shomer Sachar Chayav Megneiva Ve'Aveda. A paid shomer is liable for a pekatan that was lost or stolen even though he safeguarded properly. Therefore, Shomer Sachar provides a shmir meula, a better shmirah than a shomer chinam, to ensure that the pekatan does not become lost or stolen. However, patur me'einus, a shomer sachar is not liable if the pekatan was damaged through einsin, damage that occurred by accident or circumstances beyond his control. Shmuel's halacha of ein shamen lo leganav lo legazan ela lenizakin. If a person stole an item and then damaged it, the owner does not have to accept the damaged item as partial payment. Rather, he must reimburse the owner with a new item. However, regarding nizakin, if he damaged an item but he did not steal it, the owner must accept the broken pieces as partial payment, as we learned earlier, Shabbaila Metabla Medamela. The six halachas of Ula Omer Rebbe Lazar. The machlekes regarding Shelya Shayatsa Miktsasa Biyam Rishon, Miktsasa Biyam Sheni, Main La Mina Rishon. If one half of a Shelya exited the Rechem, mother's womb, on one day, and the second half of the Shelya exited on the next day, does the woman count the 14 days to be made Tumah from the first day or from the second day? The machlekes regarding behemah gasa niknas b'mashicha, whether a large animal such as an ox can be acquired with mashicha, the lekeach pulls the animal. The machlekes regarding shemer shemasa l'shemer, if a shemer gave the bekadin to a second shemer and the bekadin was damaged, is the first shemer liable or not?